Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, we are graced today, blessed today, to have the one and the only, the renowned coach of high school football across America, Mr. Jimmy Wallace. How are you, coach?
How much I owe you for that? How much I owe you? 20 bucks. We're blessed.
20 bucks would be enough.
It's a great week. This is Thanksgiving week, and we're all blessed. We're all thankful and be grateful, appreciative for everything that's going on right now.
So, before you get started talking about football, I can't imagine we talk about anything else. You need to give everybody a little bit of background about you, because we got so many new people in this community that haven't had a chance to meet you.
Well, you know, we grew up in Rock Hill, you know, all our life. You know, went to Central Elementary School, then to Rock Hill High School. It was a great place, probably the largest high school in the state, when Coach Tommy Oates was there and Coach Jimmy Mack Wallace. And it was a great, great experience there. We left there, went to Appalachian State University, then back to Winthrop to get a master's degree, and then started coaching in York Middle School. Had an undefeated middle school team over there that was really special. Scored 47 points a game and was unscored on. Then we moved to the varsity, had a great time there at York, and then a job came open at Louisville High School. So we were down in the country, and it was great. Unbelievable place down in Louisville, down in Chester County. And then in 1987, we were blessed. Dr. Joe Gentry and Mr. Earl Lovelace gave us a job at Northwestern High School. Had a lot of thoughts about that one. In Region 2, 4A with Union, Burns, Norman, Spartanburg, Gaffney, Rock Hill, Georgia, and Auburn. I mean,
big boys.
Pretty tough league. But anyway, we're very fortunate and got two girls that are amazing. Kelly's a dental hygienist for Dr. Dickey, and Betsy's a travel nurse. And it's amazing. I'm going to cook Wednesday, by the way. Come over. You can eat Thanksgiving dinner with us.
How many state championships?
Not enough. We didn't win enough. We were close there in a few. We played for 10, and we were fortunate to win four of them, and a couple of them were really close, but that's the way it is. But I'll tell you what, you know, Perry Sutton all the time wants to talk about the number of kids in town that are in the NFL, and that's great because I think the count's up to about 44, but it's the number of players that left this town that went on to college to get an education,
bingo,
in my opinion, is more important.
You know, we could do a whole show right now on what you think about the NIL, and because, in my opinion, it's destroying college athletics, not to mention the educational reason that the kids are going to these schools.
I agree totally, and I think that's why you got to respect Coach Dabo Swinney and his position, because he's going to stay strong on what he believes.
Good.
You know, they're buying teams. You got teams, and they're out there. Everybody knows who they are. Ohio State's one of them. Miami's one of them, and they're going out there buying teams. And you know, and that's not what it's all about. It's all about going to college to get an education first.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, speaking of that, you like to start right at the youngest ages, getting kids involved in football, because it is a great trainer of what's important in life.
Well, I think that, you know, I listen to your show every day, and you're amazing at what you do. And I remember years ago when Mr. Ed Thompson, and I know he's listening to this right now because every time we leave, he'll call. But he said, when you retire, please consider putting on clinics, which we did, and camps and clinics, blocking tackling clinics, on and on and on with the coaches. The coaches can coach the players and help the players. Now, we got a bunch of good coaches. They're volunteers. We can talk about that in a minute. But we've been very blessed to do that. And you know this, 78, 74, you got to keep moving.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Nick Tuttle says, don't stop moving. So keep moving. But I want to say this. I got to say this. Many thanks to WRHI Radio. you guys, Palmetto Morning, Straight Talk for the second time, the tremendous support y'all do for our community. And I learned that when Hugo came through here and you were on the radio telling people how to get ice, on and on and on and on and on. But this is the city of Rock Hill Park Recreation and Tourism Youth League Football. We've had a great year. A great year. Our players have had fun. They know how to compete. And right now we're in the All-Star Playoffs. And it's going on. And let me read this to you. This is amazing. Our 8U Small Fry team, 10U Pee Wee team, and our 12U Gray White team. 3 weeks ago, our 10U team went to Greer and won 45-0. Our Small Fry team, we drove, Julian Patton and I drove to Lawrence, and our 8U team won 48-0. And then our 12U team, coached by the Godfather, Perry Sutton, they won 30-0 at Lawrence. We got to play some defense, man. I mean, that's three shutouts in three games. Then, Manning, you won't believe this, round two was held at South Point High School. And many thanks to Carlos Richardson, the athletic director, and Bobby Collins, the head coach. They did a phenomenal job, but our 8U team won 34-0 against Easley. Our 10U team won 30-6, and our 12U team won 30-6. That's too many points. Hey, we give up two touchdowns in six games, man. We can't do that. We got to shut them out. I told Perry Sutton, I said, what are you doing, man? We let them score. They ain't supposed to score. Oh, anyway, everything's great. Now, this past Saturday, November 23rd, we went to St. Joseph's High School in Greenville. Great school. Our 8U won 38-6 over Malden, and our 10U won 34-6 over Greenwood. Now, the reason we're here, and there are a million reasons why we're here, and we'll get into some of that. On December the 14th,
Mark this down, everybody. Great city, don't worry.
We're going to mention this three or four times. Exactly. We're going to host six state championship games in one day at District 3 Stadium.
Six?
Six. 8U, you got it right here in front of you.
There's the
agenda. Now, hey, December 14th. Now, here's what complicates this. South Point could be playing for the state championship the night before. Yeah. They got an outside chance. They go to Daniel this week. If they can win, they win that game, then they'll play probably Westside, who's a defending state champion. Now, the Northwestern Trojans. You ever heard of them? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They're dead in it, too. They're playing great. They're playing great football. They play Greenwood Friday at our place, so we're excited about that. But when you think about hosting six state championship games at one day, Small Fry, 8U, 10U, 12U, that's pretty special in this city, which we live in an amazing city, and everybody knows all that. Now, we will know the final brackets on December 7th from SCAPA. SCAPA is the head deal, and Justin Davis, who works for the city, is the president of SCAPA.
Now, tell us what SCAPA is. What's that stand
for? South Carolina Athletic Youth League Sports is essentially what it is.
All right. Okay.
So, you know, I appreciate that. Our city to host six state championship games, I know I'm being redundant, but we got to hit a home run on this because we're hosting it. Well, we'd like to host it every year.
How did you pull it off?
Justin, you give him a pat on the back. But the final brackets will be out, and we'll get ready to go now. What the way I think, and I know we need to give them some time off, but we got 3 weeks now to get better. We got a team going to practice tonight. I think the 10U team's going to give them some time off, which that's probably smart. We weren't really good on giving them time off, but hey, there are more teams in the lower states. We got 3 weeks. People want to know why we're going to wait. Well, there are more teams in the lower state, and also out of respect for Thanksgiving holiday.
Amen.
Let the players go home with their family and enjoy what's going. But now, look at the possibilities here. This is enormous. South Point win a state championship. Northwestern win a state championship. 8U, 10U. That's four state championships in a day and a half. Right, man. Hey, that's the way it goes. Anyway, South Point goes to Daniel. We talked about that. Northwestern plays Greenwood. We're excited about it. I mean, this is a great opportunity. Now, I hear you. I listen to you every day. And I hear what you say. I can hear you talking right now, and it kind of sounded like my high school. Look out, man. What are you doing, dog? Hey, so there are great things going on in our city. Teaching the game of life.
There we go.
Through the game of football. building young men, you'll like this, with no entitlement. You got to earn the right to win the game. You got to do it. Teach them a sense of urgency. You know, eliteness is not for sale. Greatness is not for sale. Ability is God-given. You got to use the ability that God gave you to be the best you can be, regardless of what we're talking about.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You know, and I watched Snoop Brown. It's disciplined. Steve Freeman coached in this league for 40 years, and when you watch him practice, which is what we do, we travel around and watch him practice because better, safer game is what we want. We want a better game, a safer game, and we want to market and grow the game. Thanks to WRHI, we can do that. But discipline is clearly doing the things that you don't want to do so you can accomplish and achieve the things that you want to achieve and accomplish. And that's a hard throw. Everybody thinks discipline's a bad thing. No, in Proverbs it says you discipline your children because you love them.
Yeah.
You don't let things slide. You know, be on time, be here every day, do what's right. But it's great to watch young people achieve and grow and develop. And when you got 30 kids out there Saturday at St. Joe and they're all hollering, "We're going to the ship. We going to the ship." They're talking about the state championship. That's exciting times. I mean, really, you watch them grow up. You know what? You know this. When your legs get tired, and they're going to get tired, you run with your heart. If you want to be great, you got to put your heart into it. And like Stephen Stone says this all the time, you can't buy passion. It's not for sale. You either got it or you ain't got it.
True.
So you got to go for it.
So now when you talk about these characteristics and you're dealing with kids that are, 8 years of age and older that are playing in these leagues, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. How difficult is it for them to comprehend what you're talking about? Because a lot of these kids don't come from homes where they're taught discipline.
I think that's a great point. And what we hear the coaches say from time to time is we got to get them to listen. Now, listening is a skill. That's Reverend Ken Watson. He would walk into he was our team chaplain at Northwestern for years, and he would say, "Listen." In the first chapter of the book of James, it says, "Be quick to listen and slow to speak." In Ecclesiastes, it says, "Listen to learn and not reply." So get them to listen. If you can get them, how can you have practice without a whistle? We go around and watch them practice. They don't have whistles. They don't have control. So we go get whistles.
Oh, yeah?
We got 100 whistles. Every coach on the team's got a whistle. Blow the whistle. You stop the play. Start the play on a snap count. Stop the play on a whistle. But you're right. It's a great point. But
the end result is that the kids are responding to this because they want to play football. They're learning.
Exactly.
That, you know, if you're going to play football, there's discipline. And discipline is part of life.
Yeah, and you know what? We would tell our guys, I hear them say, "We're going to cut two-a-day practices out." And I said, "Well, we don't practice two-a-day at Northwestern. We practice one-a-day all day." I mean, we're going to lift, we're going to run, we're going to train, we're going to condition. And that's just the way it is.
Well, I remember Jimmy Wallace always saying that you need to keep kids busy. You cannot wear them out. They've got to be active. You got to get them into sports. You got to get them into clubs. You got to keep them going. Don't let them have idle time because that's when they get in trouble.
And what'd your grandmother tell you? Idle time's the devil's workshop.
That's exactly right.
Now, here's another thing I think is critically important. I remember in graduate school at Winthrop, Eric Lesmeister and I were in graduate school together at Winthrop. Great guy. A phenomenal leader at Rock Hill High School.
Mr. Bearcat.
No doubt. And it was mentioned then that the Juku schools in Japan were some of the greatest schools in the world. And it was 7 a.m., 7 p.m. I mean, hey, that's what we're doing. We go to school from 8:45 till 4 o'clock. That's 35 hours a week. Now, at 4 o'clock, we're going to put them to work.
That's right.
Till 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Yeah, we're going to do it. And we're not going to ask them to do it. And we're not going to tell them to do it. We're going to make them do it. And that's just the way it is.
That's exactly
but I'll
right.
tell you this. We were doing the Blitz Clinic in Charlotte for the Panthers 3 years ago. About 350 coaches there. And I said it, and I'll say it again. Be it right, be it wrong. We coached for 46 years. Never cut a player off the team. And there's a middle school basketball coach somewhere that can't sleep at night knowing he cut Michael Jordan off a basketball game. That's just the nature of the sport. It's right. Not being ugly or critical or rude or whatever. Keep them out there and keep them busy.
And you did that every year that you were a coach?
We tried to. And, you know, sometimes you stump your toe and sometimes you can't make it go. But let's go back. December 14th, six state championship games in one day.
Right down here at District 3.
Right down there at District 3 Station. So when you're in the fourth quarter, plan to stop by Charlie Ruffalo's Substation 2 and get you a sub sandwich.
Take it on down.
Danny Kimmel eats those bologna sandwiches.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break and remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, Coach, we want you to join in all the fun. Here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, our specialty is fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week. The way we do it is in the white letters, and we all chant it out together at the count of three. Are we ready at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop with Coach Jimmy Wattles. We're talking about a very special event coming up here on the 14th of December, right down here at District 3. It's a 2024 SCAP All-Star Football State Championship. We've got six championship football games. All these are the youth divisions, 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-olds, and up that kind of stuff. And this is fantastic. I still don't understand how you got it all here.
Well, SCAP did that, and I think Justin Davis, being the president of SCAP, had a little bit to do with it. We hosted Upper State 2 years ago, and it was great.
Right.
It was phenomenal.
So here we go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, to make your organization work, it's all about volunteers.
Yes, sir.
And you got a bunch of them. particularly the coaches.
We got a bunch of great ones, I'm tell you that. We practice from 6 to 7:30 normally during the season. And we got to thank them and mention our all-star guys. You know, we had a great regular season, and they are volunteers, as you said. Most of them played the game and had a positive experience playing the game, so they're trying to give back. So our 8U coaches are Ty Colvin, does a great job. He loves those kids. And Nat Baker, he's a great one, and Joseph Davis. Our 10U crowd, I'll tell you what, Lawrence Snoop Brown, his daddy played linebacker at Rock Hill.
Uh-huh.
His daddy was a great one. Buster Howard coaches Leslie Hornet, Stuart Good, Javion Brown, and Snoop's probably got 12 or 13 coaches. Another one's Perry Sutton. You go down to Sylvia Circle and watch the Demons practice, man, he sits in a recliner and watches practice. Nah, he don't do that, but I call him the Godfather. When I see the Demon coaches, Pat Kennedy and Ron Hutchinson, and I say, where's the Godfather? Well, he's in the city council meeting. Hey, he's cutting practice. When he comes back, he's got to run. Anyway, you got to be proud of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because they really, they work a job, and then they come to practice from 6 to 7:30. So there are great things going on in our city. I mean, we're just blessed and very fortunate.
All right, how do you get the equipment? Are you buying the equipment? Is it given to you?
Parents.
Parents,
you know, you got pants, jerseys, shoulder pads. Our kids pay a fee to play. I think it's $75 to play in a league, and my job is to be the safety guy, to make sure we're teaching, blocking, and tackling the right way. And we have clinics. Northwestern's had clinics. South Point had a block and tackle clinic. Rock Hill High School had a clinic. We had Sean Elliott from the University of South Carolina come to Rock Hill High last summer and put on a huge deal for all these coaches. It was amazing what went on.
So the whole thing in today's football is to use everything except your head.
Exactly. Dude, we eliminate that. We don't want that to happen.
Get your head out of the game.
All right, we're going to tackle with our shoulders, block with our hands, and we're going to – if you and I are tackling, we're thinking about contact.
Right.
We don't want to eliminate that. That is not – if we're not having fun, it should be fun. The kids ought to be having fun playing. And they are. If you watch them play and you watch how fast they are,
woo,
tell you what, we got Ray McLeod's grandson playing quarterback for the 8U team. Amazing. I mean, he's fast. We can run. I mean, speed. You know, Coach Bob Jenkins at Northwestern, greatest track coach ever.
Yeah.
He used to tell me all the time, if you're not fast, you're chasing somebody. I said, well, I don't want to be chasing Sparkberg and Gaffney and that crap. But we're proud of our players. And the other day, they were playing a game, and I think it was Buster Howard out at Leslie. He held his best player out. They said, do you go to school and behave? Are you not playing?
Bingo. Yeah.
That's it right there.
That's it. All right, so the state championship, again, is on the 14th. There is a charge to get in here. I mean, it's not much. $10 if right. You're 18 and older.
Absolutely.
Gives you all six games.
You know, and you know when you get officials and you get security, but
oh,
I'm going to be honest with you now.
It's ridiculous.
Ryan Harvey. We're blessed. Telling you, Ryan Harvey played at Syracuse. He's the CEO for Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Phenomenal man. We were at Jonathan Meeks' camp out at Rock Hill High School last June or July. It was great. He was out there with all these training players. So he looked at me and he said, what can we do for the community? I said, let me think about that and we'll get back. So when we landed this six-game state championship in one day, called him, we met, talked about it, worked out all the details, and very fortunate. We are very, very fortunate the number of people that have stepped up to the plate to help us make this happen.
Right. You know, the security alone, and we have firsthand experience with all this, it's very expensive, but you got to have it. You just absolutely have to have it because you don't know what's going to happen. And you get all these insurance concerns, and you know, you just have to have security. It's there.
And knock on wood. We've been very blessed, very fortunate. We've had minimal problems.
So when you're out there with these young guys playing football and you see them, what's fortunate is you're teaching them the right way from a very young age. It's not like you're going in to a high school team and trying to teach them a whole different way of tackling. I mean, you're showing them the way to do this so they can keep playing the game. That's the bottom line. We don't need any more incidences that we've seen happen right here in our own community as a result of brain trauma.
You know, your point's well taken. What we want is a vertical teaching progression from the bottom to the top. Now, we had 330 young people play flag football last year. 330. So we got them on their feet. We got them moving. Now, with that being said, if we can teach them the fundamental techniques of blocking and tackling in the 8U, 10U, 12U, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, JV, varsity, that's 10 levels. And they're all different because of being age appropriate.
Right.
You got younger kids that shouldn't be asked to do what these older guys are doing. But if we can teach the fundamentals and not go out there and scrimmage for an hour, and our guys don't do that. Most of our 99% of our guys are out there practicing, trying to help them, trying to teach them how to play the game.
And are you seeing the results? In other words, go ahead. I mean, yeah. All these scores, yeah, you got it.
You know, everybody's got an opinion, but let's deal with facts. Let's deal with factual information.
What I was trying to say, is it too early to tell whether young people that you're training at this level, when they're getting into the higher levels of football, have learned what you've taught them and it's staying with them?
Well, I think, too, that... Yeah, that's a great question, but I think it's relationships. Life is about relationships, rich relationships. And sometimes you have to wonder if coaches realize the impact that they're having on the lives of kids outside the scoreboard. You know, everybody looks at a scoreboard and they think, that's a small part of what we do. You teach them to be in school every day on time, do what they're asked to do. They're going to lift, they're going to run, they're going to train, they're going to condition. And you got to maximize your effort to maximize your potential. And that's really what we want. Every player on that team to be the best that they want to be.
So if you're a parent out there and you've got a young child, and you want to get them to understand what this thing discipline is all about, what responsibility is all about, and you feel like you're having some troubles at home doing it, get involved in this football program.
No question about it. Get them, keep them busy, as you mentioned earlier. Free time? No. Right. We want to keep them busy, teach them how to work, teach them how to be on time, teach them how to do what's right. You got a variance with coaches now. If you would say that all coaches in college football or high school football or junior varsity, ninth grade football are great coaches, that's not true. It's about relationships. And we got two in this state that do it. One of them is Coach Dabo Swinney, is as good as there is in America. And Coach Shane Beamer at South Carolina is the same way. Right. They're relationship oriented. They care about the players. They love the players. And Clemson don't have anybody leaving.
No, they sure don't.
And his graduation rate's about 98%.
Yeah.
And it's the same way. Look at the job South Carolina. They could have beat Alabama. They could have beat LSU. They're close. They got a great football team.
They do.
Get a degree.
Get a degree. Have you had an opportunity to spread the gospel at the pro level? Have you been able to go up to it?
Well, traveling with USA Football, Manning, we went to London. We spent a week in London. We spent a week in Arnsberg, Germany. That's a military base in Germany.
Right.
Phenomenal. We went to the various NFL camps and put on better, safer clinics with USA Football.
Good.
You know,
good.
And that's very important.
Right. Very important. Well, Coach, thank you for the valuable work that you're doing, and to all the volunteers. Again, the tournament is coming up on Saturday the 14th at District 3. They're going to be six games. Six games. Good Lord. $10 gets you in for six games. You're going to enjoy it. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time at the count of three. What do we do here at Substation 2? It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, and we do it 6 days a week. How we do it is in the white letters at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Yard.
Not bad. for Coach.
Happy birthday, Betsy.
Happy birthday, Betsy. Yeah. See ya. Bye.